I'm so excited. I don't think they're there. Yeah. He's not there.
Hello?
Robin.
Yes.
This is Cindy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I've been better.
Okay. Are you sick or sleeping?
No, the computer screwed up this time.
Joanne's computer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
I don't know. It erased everything on some toast paper. Is it mine?
You're kidding.
No.
It erased everything?
I mean, it didn't. It just screwed up.
Oh. Well, you're in a time of turmoil.
Yeah.
Is Joanne still... Is she gone?
Gone.
Next meeting, probably?
She hasn't been back from Houston.
From where?
Houston.
I didn't know she went to Houston. For the whole weekend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not last night.
She just left last night?
Yeah. She's just been today.
And she went? She wet now?
She's just gonna spend the day. She's not back yet.
Okay. Listen. You could call Wendell and get him to help you. Probably with the computer.
Well,
because he has the exact same kind.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
But it doesn't. I could call. I don't think it's gonna work.
Did you already talk to him?
No, I talked to Seth. He doesn't want it.
Oh. Did he give you any helpful hints?
And he tried, but it didn't work.
Because I bet Wendell would come over there and figure something out.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. They talked to that, but...
What's your paper in?
Advertising, but it's a case study, and we're just going to go type it. But,
so it's a big group.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you call back and leave a message for Gillian?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't need to leave a message for her.
Okay.
I mean, do you want me to? Like, to tell her I called?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry that you're frustrated. I wish there was something I could do.
Okay.
Well, I'll do that. Okay. Are you positive that it's erased, or do you want to...
I'm going to stop at Kinko's. Okay.
Tomorrow?
Today, right
now. You're going to go over to Kinko's now?
Yeah.
Are they still open? Okay.
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 Okay. Well, where are we gonna go?
Is your whole group there?
Yeah.
Is Mary Ann there?
Yeah.
Oh, can I talk to her for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello.
Mary Ann.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I keep forgetting to congratulations
on it before. Oh, you're so... I'm so sure.
Mm-hmm.
How could you forget?
I don't forget. I forget that some people don't know.
Uh-huh.
But you want to thank you.
I can't wait to see the ring. I just ran into Debbie on campus the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she told me about... was it over spring break?
Yeah.
That you got engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And
I really was.
What?
I really was.
Wow. And when's the big day?
November 29th, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh. Mm. That's really exciting.
I've already got my dress and everything.
Oh my gosh. Did you borrow it from someone or did you go buy it?
Well, my sister's going to make one.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, oh, you know, $600 easy.
Uh-huh.
And we found one that was for $370.
Uh-huh.
And I absolutely loved it. My mom saw it in my face. She was like, okay. But we've already got it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We really are getting the move on this.
Oh my gosh.
But well, Cindy, I hate to cut off, but Robin's ready and I'm telling about our glimmer.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be pulling an all-nighter and morning.
Okay, gosh.
We really got to go so we get started on
it. I hope it works out.
Thanks a lot.
I do. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. But I mean, it doesn't matter because he didn't know exactly. He called like exactly in 5 minutes. Just a second. I'm on the phone. It might be disconnected, not working. Cell phone might be disconnected, not working. Okay, I'm on the phone. No. But Wendell's not home.
Yes.
I'm sorry, did I wake you up?
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry, this is Cindy. Is Kara sleeping?
Yeah, just a minute. Do you need to talk to her?
Well, the thing I was looking for was Diana's number where she's babysitting. I didn't know if y'all would know.
Her number to babysit?
She's babysitting until Wednesday at this house, and I don't know the people's name or the number or anything.
Okay.
But it's not that, I mean, I don't want to get y'all wide awake or wake her up or anything.
She has it or not. I can just kind of ask her real quick.
Okay. Well, did she go to sleep a long time ago?
No, no.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Kara says she has no idea.
Oh, she didn't? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry that I woke y'all up.
Oh, no, no. We haven't been to bed that long.
Okay.
I mean, not at all.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. You wouldn't?
Hello?
Wendell.
Yeah.
It's Cindy.
Huh?
Are you sleeping?
No.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you had the number where Diana's babysitting.
I'm talking to her right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Good kidding.
It's 451-0067 or 0063.
451-0067.
0063. I'll have her call you in case that she's not sure that that's the number.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you home?
Yeah, I'll be up for a little while.
Okay.
Are you doing okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Because I called 478. This is it.
Passport. So, the bottom line is to avoid waiting for mail and all this other stuff to get me back my original birth certificate, the birth certificate, certified birth certificate and everything, which is going to come from Austin anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if I could borrow your car Monday or someone could take me to over there. I have the address and everything.
To get your birth certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My birth certificate. They said that I could just get it copied and get it
right
while I wait.
Right.
That would save me taking a chance on the mail and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh. That's what I did for mine. That's what I did for mine. Are you sure that's not waiting too late? Sometimes it takes 6 or 8 weeks to get your passport.
Ah, but I've already been given hints on that one, so we can discuss another day. Because, anyway.
Okay, well, you just never know. There can be a last minute hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to pay the extra to get it.
Besides that, you said paid $40 extra. That's not $40 is what you have to pay to do it.
I also paid about $40 extra to get it done in that week or two.
Or so.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. You want to go ahead and do it as quick as you can.
That.
Okay.
But the thing is, mine isn't last minute. And I've already found out how to go about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I still have to find mine.
Yes. That's right. You need me to check.
Check the safety deposit box.
Check the safety deposit,
please. Oh, yes. Thank you very, very much. That's urgent.
Yes, I know, but you would not believe the urgent things I had forgotten I had to do this weekend. Next week.
Okay, well, this is urgent.
Well,
urgent.
I understand what you're saying, but so is the fact that I've already agreed to bake all day tomorrow instead of today, but didn't have the time to take baked goods that I make all day tomorrow, Monday morning, Friday morning, and work all day Friday at the Off-Me Bake Sale. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2 days shot that I've forgotten all about. Mineral
okay.
I should have been baking today and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Okay.
Then, of course, my regular Bible study. I couldn't even go to Bible study today because I didn't have time at all. So, anyway, then on the phone, I went crazy, getting 800 numbers, and I finally got the British consul here in town, and they are going to mail me a list of bed and breakfasts in England. So that we can have those at least to choose from, if possible, for
okay.
the night before the flight and all, to return home. And all we can do that while we're there is look at them and book them.
Okay.
So we'll have that ahead. Unless we want to write them and so forth. Anyway, I talked to them today. Switzerland has a consulate here, but they couldn't tell me anything except a number to call in New York. And it's up there. I think it's an 800 number. Also, I'm going like crazy trying to organize the... find out all the information I can on the Orient Express, the cheapest way I can use it to get everything I want in it, which mostly is to include dining, eating in the fancy dining
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two different Orient Expresses. They go different places at different times and only on certain days. And
okay.
I'm going crazy trying to work
okay.
out this weekend. But right now, it's just our schedule's crazy because
okay.
in order to do them, we're going to have to be in different places at different times than we thought we were going to be and all that, and I'm just trying my best to coordinate that.
Okay.
I'm going to call a number to New York tomorrow, an 800 number to New York tomorrow. See, your agents will tell you all this, but if you work with them and pay them, the consultation is $50. But I'm trying to do save that $50 and do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got the brochures on BritRail, which I'm trying to read for. I'm asleep tonight. I'm still...
So that's stuff to do before I go to sleep, too.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just trying to get you to understand that I can't just run a bunch of errands for you and stuff. Because
I don't want you to run a bunch of errands for me.
But I'm just saying I'm going crazy trying to do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
thank you.
I still also have something like 2 dozen Easter cards, including posting letters in them, to get off the table.
Thank you very much for my St. Patrick's Day card.
Oh, okay, good. To get off the table, I didn't send Christmas cards to them that I owe letters to.
Okay.
I got to address them and write the letters.
You know, Mom, I have a big list of things to do, too, okay? I have a big list. I understand. Let's just talk about the things we need to.
I think I should have had done by now, okay?
I'm not. I don't think you should have had something done by now.
Because I just figured you'd say, well, did you get the reservations Monday?
No, Mom, I didn't say any of that, did I?
No, I'm just
I know. I know you're busy.
I also have my last ballet tickets this time.
Okay. I have to leave town about 2:30 if I didn't have time
okay.
before then to get done.
All right. I'm just trying to tell you, I think I'm going to lose my mind. Because between Easter and back and forth trips to Austin, and things I have to do here on a regular basis.
Mom, you don't need to come here if it's that big of a deal. It's only for a day or so.
I'm trying to tell you, I can't get things done just overnight. Just everything done, like going to your passport right now, and all things like that. No, I will do it as fast as I can to find out where they are. It's just that I will not be able to get things right immediately overnight. And I had to call you about these things before you left Friday.
Right.
So, all right, now. Anyway, I'm having a lot of problems. People, the travel agents are the only ones that have this information, and they're very guarded, won't let me have it because they want me to pay them to tell me these things. So I'm just trying to look up numbers and go through information and do everything I can that won't cost me any money to get 800 numbers and so forth. So I really, really am getting off an enormous amount here at the same time to graduating and weddings and all this stuff. I don't even have my income tax.
I had something big happen the other morning.
Huh?
I had something big happen.
What did you have happen?
Well, the one thing I had... Oh, hold on just a second, okay?
Yeah. Was it for me just to go in and say, hey, I'll pay you whatever. Just get it done for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it'd be better if I get homework done first.
Mm-hmm.
Save a little time. Okay, you go on, because
okay.
there's no point in blabbing any longer.
Okay.
I already wasted enough of your evening. Very sweet.
Oh, you didn't waste it.
It shouldn't be anything that you should be concerned about about my feelings because I just went on and on selfishly. So you do what you have to, and I just hope and pray that you're able to get some rest and I didn't keep you way too long.
Oh, no, you didn't at all.
Oh, I did, but we'll just let it go and just know that I'm very, very sorry, too.
It's okay.
I love you.
Love you, too.
You didn't need to call me back, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anna,
uh-huh.
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Is Patty back yet?
No, she hasn't come back yet.
Oh. Well, is she working?
No, she had a meeting at school.
Oh, okay.
At 5, and she hasn't gone back yet.
Well, I wanted to ask you a favor.
Uh-huh.
Were you in Bible class on not this past Sunday, but the Monday before?
Not this Monday, but the Monday before?
Mm-hmm.
Did we have a quiz on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I guess that's a good reason to be in class, but I wasn't. Is there any way I could get those notes?
Yeah, are you at home right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know if it was very many pages or if I could just copy it down?
Hold on a second and I'll look.
Okay.
I don't think it was much because of the quiz. And
okay.
Hold on.
Okay, let me look in mine and see.
Okay.
Oh, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Three.
Wendell,
yes.
It's me again.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm going to go by and get that cover letter from Diana for you to do on your computer or whatever. Is that going to be okay
That's
for you
fine.
To do, like,
yeah.
tonight?
Okay.
And then is she going to get it back from you before the morning or what? Do you
I'll give it to her in the morning and we're going to edit it and take care of it then.
Oh, you're going to prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You want?
No.
Okay.
I want to go, but I can't go from 7 to 9 because I have a test tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to be up late tonight and have that other thing due at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going
to
study. But I am going to come over there. I'll probably be leaving here in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Then I'll go back. Okay, are you, like, busy down there?
Yes.
Oh, hold on just a sec, okay?
It has an edge, just like all the way around.
Wendell?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I will be by there in just a little bit.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine, as long as you want to take.
Okay.
Okay.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Hi.
You are?
I'm Mr. Wendy Weaver. What are you doing?
You what?
I'm
touching
Mr.
Wendy
Weaver.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I'm debating the plans for this evening.
Oh. I see.
What are you up to?
Well, I've been kind of sleeping and doing the laundry.
Okay.
But I better let you go back and talk to him.
Okay.
Okay. What?
Are you sure you didn't
want to
say anything else?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
What?
I've got to hang up with Irma because I'm getting awake talking.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
we're going to talk for a while because I've used up all my strength talking to
you. Oh, you have?
Back to party last week before that or whatever, and what's going on with you?
Oh.
I'm just finally hanging up.
Oh, okay.
Unless that's yours.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Well, if we hear it again, then.
Okay.
There's so many things I wanted to ask her about because she stays in touch with some people, and I think when we have to trade, you know, what's going on with some. We'll just lose one of our friends.
Oh.
So I need to know what's going on. Oh. Come on. Tell me.
Wait, is she the one that's here, that's there in Dallas in the cancer support group?
Oh, Patsy is my friend I wanted you to meet, but I didn't realize she wouldn't be at that group.
Okay. That's what I thought. It had all the stickers. Okay.
Yeah. And someday you're going to meet her. This summer when you're home, I'll have her over.
Okay. I'm excited about being home this summer.
Alrighty. So tell me what's on your mind. Party, if you like, tell me that, or whatever's on your mind.
Let me think back.
It's a sin I've waited this long.
Jeff had a friend in town named Mickey.
You what?
Jeff had a friend in town named Mickey.
When, during the party or what?
Yeah, Friday.
Okay.
That Friday before the party. And he's a junior in high school, and we set him up with a junior in high school that goes to Westlake Bible Church. And since Jeff worked with the high school group at church, then he knew this girl, Marsha, and he set up. So they had a great time. She lives like 30 minutes outside Austin, and we went and got her. But
what nice thing to do.
Yeah, we had gone to a picnic earlier that day, the Bucks guys had, like barbecue.
Yeah.
And then we went and got dressed. No, then we went and decorated them for a party. It was held at the education building of our church. They let us have it there.
Oh, good.
Building, this brand new building. They had
the one I haven't seen yet.
Right. They had to go through a lot of stuff to get it there. And
you told me you were going to try for that.
Yeah. So they did, and that worked out great.
Oh.
We decorated it up and everything. And let's see, what else? So we went back, and we got ready real fast, and we went and got Marsha. Then we went and met, like, 10 other people at IHOP, International House of Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all dressed up like little kids. This one guy was so funny. He had little short, like, knee shorts on, you know, shorts on, and high socks, and little boy shoes, and a short sleeve shirt with a bow tie, and a baseball cap turned to the side, and a lunch pail.
Oh, God.
So cute. It was so cute.
Well, I want to know how everybody dressed. I want to know how you dressed.
We had Panda Bear shorts on that Jeff's mom made. He has two pairs they're just like. And we had Mickey and Minnie Mouse shirts on. We took these two towels and made like little capes around us, you know, and tied them with like a little safety pin. Like little kids, they put capes on, especially little boys. And we went barefoot. I told you about breaking my toe, or I didn't break it.
You weren't sure what happened, yeah?
Yeah, but it's getting better. I think it's okay. It was black and blue. I could barely wear my shoe to church the next day. No, no. No, I don't think I broke it because it bent and everything. But I think it's getting tons better, but it hurts so bad. But the whole party was so fun. They had like a hopscotch and four ball, and what do you call it, four square with a little ball.
Oh,
and they had jacks, and it was decorated so cute. I was there when they were decorating. They had made this big, long mural that people had colored on, like little kids' color pictures. And then they had the alphabet. They had all these big alphabet letters cut out, and on one wall they just had the alphabet. It was so cute. On the letters B, U, and X, they had bugs like Beta, Epsilon, Chi, and it was just so cute. They had hilarious music. They had regular music, and then they had, like, little kid music, you know, like Sesame Street, and the funny songs, and then they had just some regular Christian music. I mean, it was just a great. People danced the whole time. Yes, we did the bunny hop to this song called The Chocolate Train. We didn't do that, but we had a jump rope there and played jump rope. And then they had this guy named David. Uncle David told us a story, and we all sat around, and he told it in this hilarious, like, German voice. He told us this, and he had a book up there with pictures and everything. He told us the story of Daniel and the lion's den. And this other guy that has this such a cute little boy voice, this guy named Mike, I don't forget his last name. He has this little voice, and he led songs. Like, we sang three or four little kid songs, and he got up there and led it, and it was so cute.
Oh.
And we had tons of fun.
Oh, I wish I could have just been on a little thing on the wall and watched how much fun it was.
You know, the semi-formal's this Friday.
Yeah, what are you going to wear?
I don't know yet.
Well, bless your heart.
I might wear my purple taffeta dress, or might see if I can wear Belma's lace dress, or I might do something else. I don't know. But, we're going to the Oasis. Did I tell you that?
We're doubling with this other couple, Trevor and Susu. Susu's a girl from A&M. I just met her at the afternoon before the kitty casual. She was at the picnic. And Trevor had talked all about her, so I knew her. But she is so sweet. So we're going to double with them, and we're off for going to the Oasis beforehand.
And that's a place on the water there, like.
Right, right.
All right.
I can't wait.
You might be doing it.
I'm excited.
You're going before you go to the...
Oops, hold on. It's my other line.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, hi. What?
It's me, Sue. You better try another line.
Oh, okay, just a minute.
What? What are you doing?
I'm talking to my mom on the other line.
Oh, bye.
Oh, you want me to call you back?
No, that's okay. I'm just calling you back.
Okay, well, when are y'all leaving?
At, like, quarter to six.
Okay, well, I might call you back.
Okay.
Bye. Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you all right? You need to hang up?
Yes. No, that was Diane. I'll call her back in just a second. She's going to a cocktail party with Wendell tonight. And there, she's
still in the picture?
Uh-huh, yeah, it's really good. Well, it's been really, really good the last few weeks. And then last night she was like, I don't know. I'm so back and forth because she's babysitting these Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. She's going to stay at this couple's house. Her and Wendell were supposed to go send out a picnic or something Monday and take the kids. And it turns out he needs to study, so she was kind of disappointed. And she's like, I guess she's scared to let her, she's getting scared now to let her expectation out, because, like, she was getting all excited about that. And
sure.
Everything's going really good. It's just she's kind of up and down about her feelings. So
Well, you get scared to trust that it might be a real relationship that will last or something. I imagine you think that sometimes with you.
No, I haven't got that way.
You kind of feel secure about it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, I had the feeling, you hadn't said anything, but I had the feeling that you couldn't possibly be dating anybody else because you don't have any space in your time to, do you?
No, we haven't talked about it, but we're not really.
I figured that you hadn't probably agreed to it. It's just that it just doesn't seem like you all have a chance to date anybody. Because, well, at least certainly I know that the way your schedule is, he might, but I mean, I don't know your schedule, the way he is, but you thought that he was so tired. I knew good and well you probably weren't accepting any offers to go out with anybody else.
Yeah.
So, but it's, but then, oh, and also, so you all are doing fine, and then on your relationship, it's still rocking.
Diane and Wendell are doing good.
They're doing fine, and then the other one, let me think of her name, another little...
Marty and Craig.
Always have
Marty and Craig are doing great.
They're doing great, too.
She's been feeling sick, though. She was sick last week. And Diana's been sick, too, on and off last week. Diana spent the night with me last night. Mm-hmm. And then we got up this morning, went out to Joanne's cabin. You know, she has a cabin out, kind of outside of Austin. Well, she took the girls that are in her Bible study, and they went and spent the night out there last night. And then we were going to go out this morning and watch the sunrise with them, and they were going to fix us breakfast. But when Diana got in last night, she was really tired, and it was real overcast. We could tell that you weren't really going to be able to see the sunrise. So we decided we'd sleep till about 8:30 or 8 and then go out there. So that's what we did, and then Joanne had left to go out. The Bucks guys are on a retreat. They're coming back tonight.